friends, welcome back to the third part in our current series, What Do I Need to Change Today in Order to Be the Person I Want to Become Tomorrow? And every week we've been looking at things that we can tweak or change in our everyday life that will make a huge difference in us tomorrow. And every week has begun with a P, you know, because I'm the super creative one. And so this week we are looking at change your pace. In today's world, many of us live at a constant, exhausting speed. Now, I thought actually it was just a feeling I had getting older. But the truth is, I hear so many young people today complaining of exhaustion and burnout. It would seem we are all living rushing, always striving, and always busy. You know, as time and technology move on, we have instant immediate information at the touch of a button. And the human mind is trying to keep up at a rate and a speed that I don't believe we were designed to do life at. Do you know when the Titanic sunk? It took 3 days before full information reached the mainland, and actually much longer before all the accurate information and data was disseminated. Nowadays, through 24-hour news feeds and media, we have all the information of what is happening across the entire globe at any one time, and our minds have to process all of that information in one go. Oh, our world lives fast. If we're hungry, we order food to the doorstep. We go virtually shopping online one evening and we have it delivered to our home the next morning. In fact, the other night I was lying in bed and I was on Amazon and I ordered something and the delivery driver woke me up knocking on the door the next morning with the thing that I had bought when I went to bed the night before. That's how quick life is moving. You know, there are more clubs and social activities than ever before for our children, and our children have the fear of missing out if they're not involved. And so now we have frantic parents who are trying to work full-time jobs and fit in all the activities their children want to attend and then feed them a half-decent meal all before bedtime. You know, fashion is another thing that is changing constantly. What is hot today is not tomorrow. And we're exhausted trying to keep up with what is current, what is new, and what is now. And now, while I'm all for the modern and the new and what's current, I'm also mindful that the upkeep of the pace and the change of life can become really an unhealthy way of life. And like anything, when we're trying to get a yardstick of balance, we as Christians, we have to keep going back to the scripture. We can't allow the world to tell us our pace and the rhythm of our life. We have to go back to scripture to find our true pace in him and our true rhythm of life in him, because productivity is not the same as purpose. And we're called to purpose. We often think if we do more, be more, achieve more, that's how we become successful. That's how we're kind of winning in life. But God says, I made you for purpose and I made you on purpose. So if you burn out on performance, you may end your days never having achieved your purpose. We're not called to measure our worth by how fast we move or how much we achieve. Instead, we are invited to walk in step with a rhythm that God has set for us. And often that rhythm looks very different than the frantic pace of life that the world sets for us. God's timing is different from ours. In fact, he tells us in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, he reminds us that there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. Do you know we have this constant fear of running out of time? We never seem to have enough of it. We live under the pressure of trying to get everything done and everything that needs to be done within the limited time that we have. But our lives should not be dictated by the pressure of time. We ought to live according to the rhythm of time that God has set out for us. Now, I am not a dancer, nor will I ever try to be a dancer. But I know that dance is all about moving in time to the music. And when two people dance together, it's about them being united in a tempo and a pace that is set by music. I mean, picture in your mind two people doing a waltz around the dance floor. You've seen it. You've seen it on movies. They glide seamlessly together as though they were floating around the room. Hold that picture in your mind and then think about your lifestyle. You see, God wants you to move through life with Him as though you were dancing a waltz with ease, seamlessly, effortlessly, enjoying the life that He's giving you, enjoying your time with Him. I think about my own life, and when I picture this, sometimes I think God is doing a waltz and I'm breakdancing. Like, I am just so fast and so out of sync. Like, how much stuff am I picking up that He didn't want me to pick up? How much energy am I putting into a thing that He didn't want me to put into? How many people am I giving my time to that He never asked me to invest into? I'm stuffing my life with the more and more and becoming busier and busier. And now I'm completely out of sync and out of step with Him. Every day, we need to be sensitive to the pace that God is setting for me today. Sometimes we are called to slow down because He's trying to get our attention and He wants us to listen. Other times, God asks us to step up or step forward, maybe step up with courage or step up with bravery or boldness. Changing our pace is about aligning ourselves with His timing, not our own. If we refuse to adjust, then we risk missing out on experiencing what God is wanting to do in us and through us now. Slowing down does not mean stopping. It doesn't mean giving up or even walking away from something that you've been working towards. Slowing down simply means I'm trusting God enough to let go of control myself. You know, God is God and we are not. And when we pause to make a space for Him to refresh, to restore, and allow Him to speak to us, just like seasons in the natural change, we need change in our lives. You know, winter is different to summer, which is different to autumn, which is different to the springtime. So too do the seasons of your life have a different pace. Not every season is meant to be fast, busy, and loud. Some seasons will require waiting and there will be healing and you will need time for reflection, whilst other seasons demand boldness and courage and speed and quick thinking. So it's important to recognize the season you are in and adjust your pace accordingly. This keeps us walking in step with the Spirit rather than fighting to keep up with the demands of the world. God's pace will bring you refreshing into your life, while the world's pace will find you burnt out in life. When we adjust our pace, it enhances our relationships with others. When we're moving too fast, we can easily overlook people that God is wanting us to pay attention to their needs. He wants us to listen to their story. He wants us to understand their lives. I mean, you only have to look at the life of Jesus. He never rushed past people. He stopped, He listened, He wept, He slowed down, He made space for deeper communication, He made time for community. You begin to realize that God doesn't just want to change your pace for you. Sometimes He wants to change your pace of life for the sake of others. He wants you to see. He wants you to notice. He wants you to be an arm of love or a voice of compassion, or maybe He just wants you to be a present help in a time of need. So living at the wrong pace brings a level of stress to your life that you just don't need. It creates anxiety and fatigue. But when we match our pace to God, we find the rhythm of peace and grace, love and joy. Jesus said to me, come and learn from me. He said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. He was teaching us that his pace leads to rest, not exhaustion. So changing your pace isn't a weakness, it's wisdom. It's recognizing that your soul wasn't designed to sprint forever. Sometimes God calls you to pause, but sometimes God calls you to pivot. And other times he'll ask you to press forward. So here's the homework that we all need to do. We need to learn to discern where we need to change our pace. And then we need to have the courage and the discipline to be able to do it. Girls, I hope this podcast has helped you in some way today. If it has, then please make sure you share it with a friend and leave a comment. Thanks for listening to Braveheart Talks, and be sure to tune in for the final part of this series next week. What do I need to change today in order to become the person I want to be tomorrow?